ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington here on this Thursday, July 2nd. I am live from Washington, D.C., although my voice may not sound it. I've actually been sleeping under a fan for the past several hours. I laid down to take a nap, and if my voice sounds a little raw, that is a consequence of being under that fan. So always remember that. Don't sleep under a fan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad I made it for the show this evening because there's a couple things I want to talk about. And then, of course, I think we'll go to some phone calls later here this evening. So if you have something you really feel the world needs to know, you're welcome to call here. The number, of course, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. In any case, I do want to pay tribute to someone who recently died, and that was 97-year-old longtime actor Carl Malden. I always liked Carl Malden. I always liked him in every movie I ever saw him in. I liked that show, The Streets of San Francisco. Now, I know a lot of you out there are saying, oh, here he is praising one of those damned Hollywood actors. They're nothing but tools of the Jews trying to influence us in negative ways. Well, yes, in many respects, that's true, ladies and gentlemen. But I happen to like Carl Malden. I always thought he was a very pleasant presence on the screen. In virtually anything I ever saw him in, I liked him. And a lot of people were saying, ah, he was a Jew, the Jew Carl Malden. Well, that rumor was circulating years ago. No, Carl Malden was not Jewish, incidentally. His wife of many, many years, I think they were married like 70 years, she was Jewish. Then some people were saying, ah, well, Carl Malden's a communist. Well, what Hollywood actor isn't a communist? With the possible exception of John Voight. We'll talk about John Voight in a little bit. I've talked about him time and time again. He's before getting into John Voight. But I did find a great quote about Carl Malden. Now, you know, Carl Malden, he was just a regular guy, a plain guy, no glamour boy, no glamour puss. And he did work with Vivian Leigh in Streetcar Named Desire. Now, I think Vivian Leigh is one of the most beautiful women that's ever been in films. Now, whatever your opinion on that is, it doesn't really matter. But Carl Malden, after he talked about being in the movie with Vivian Leigh, he said, and he had been apparently a milkman at one point in his career, he said that he was probably the only ex-milkman Vivian ever kissed in a movie. And I thought that was great. What can I tell you? Well, if you don't like Hollywood, that's all right. I like films. I like Hollywood films. What can I tell you? I know that makes me a communist and a puppet of the Jews in the opinion of certain listeners out there who will carp about anything and everything. You know, Mark Glenn and I have talked about that. There is a certain subsegment of humanity, and I use that term humanity here very loosely, but there's a certain subset of humanity who are never happy with anything. They're not happy with anything you write, anything you have to say. Those are the same people that are trouble down at the local fire hall, the local beer hall. Trouble down at the local Veterans Administration. And you know what? Those kind of people are everywhere in our existence, and we just have to deal with them. What can I tell you? Anyway, I hear the music coming, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a royal pain in the ass by the name of John Voight. He is a Hollywood actor. Somebody ought to hit John Voight with a stick. Anyway, we'll talk about him when we come back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer. Voice a little bit more raw and raucous than usual. If you're just tuning in, I mentioned earlier that I've fell asleep under a fan this evening, and that is a guaranteed result as far as Mike Pfeiffer is concerned. But in any case, I am very much alive, much to the dismay of many, including perhaps John Voight. Now, those of you who are periodic listeners to this show, or even regular listeners to this show, have heard me talk about John Voight, the Hollywood actor, who also happens to be the father of actress Angelina Jolie, who just happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which I think is quite intriguing. Now, I have a special interest in John Voight and his daughter, Angelina Jolie. Now, they're both of them. I've seen their films. I'm not a particular fan of either one of them. I don't particularly dislike their work. I don't particularly like their work. I'm kind of indifferent to it. So I'm not coming at them from the point of view of being a movie critic. I said I like Carl Malden. Yes, I like Carl Malden's work. But John Voight, Angelina Jolie, indifferent. But my interest in them is the fact that as I have mentioned time and time again on this show in a variety of contexts, but I think in this context as well before, I used to know John Voight's uncle. John Voight's uncle was the late Joseph P. Camp, capital K-A-M-P. Not Camp with a C, Camp with a K. Joe Camp was one of the old line anti-communist writers going back to the 1920s and worked right on up into his late years in the 1980s when he died. May have even been as late as 1990, but I don't think it was that late. It must have been in the late 80s. Well, he worked for the Spotlight. He was long associated with Willis Cardo, the founder of the Spotlight, and he did, in fact, write for the Spotlight. Had the pleasure of meeting Joe, as I say, sometime back in the early 80s when I started to work there. Joe, of course, was often called, oh my, an anti-Semite. Ooh. Ooh. That's a, you know, when someone's called an anti-Semite, you can't, it's worse than calling them a child molester. And that is true. Child molesters can be forgiven, so they say. You know, they can be reformed, or at least they can be made to stop doing what they do. But anti-Semites are not constitutionally reformable, not institutionally reformable. And Joseph Camp had the reputation of being an anti-Semite, that is, anti-Jewish. Now, I don't want a bunch of phone calls telling me that not all Semites are Jews, and I don't want you to tell me that, no, the Jews aren't really the Jews, and I should refer to them as the people of Satan who are posing as Jews. Yes, we're aware of all that. No, we're not here to talk about that. Well, John Voight in the old days was always considered quite the liberal, just like his daughter Angelina Jolie, but now John Voight seems like every time I turn around, some kosher conservative publication like the Washington Times is writing something about John Voight. Now I've even noticed some patriots are starting to praise John Voight because John Voight has attacked Barack Obama and the other night called Obama a false prophet. Well, now people are saying that John Voight had used hate speech and threatened the well-being of the president. Well, now John Voight is crying out that those who speak out against the Obama administration are demonized and attacked often with hate speech. Well, Mr. Voight, it's kind of funny. You know, as I say, he had the reputation going back to the 60s and the 70s, I guess the 70s, of being kind of part of the liberal left in Hollywood. Now he's part of the kosher conservative right. I even saw an article in the Washington Times a few weeks ago saying that poor old John Voight frets about the security of Israel. Now, okay, I mean, what does John Voight sit around and say? Oh, fret? I mean, what is he? I mean, what, you know, all the things there are to fret about. But they felt the need in the Washington Times to say that John Voight frets about the security of Israel. Isn't that funny? He's a big liberal who's suddenly now a big conservative. But one thing has been consistent. When he was a liberal, he fretted about the security of Israel. And now that he's a quote-unquote conservative, said to be one of those rare Hollywood conservatives, he's also still fretting about Israel. And how much you want to bet his daughter, Angelina Jolie, is fretting about Israel? Isn't it interesting that she was brought into the Council on Foreign Relations? I mean, how many Hollywood stars are brought into the Council on Foreign Relations? Not many. But all told, isn't it interesting that John Voight and his daughter, who have this familial association with this evil anti-Semite, Joseph P. Camp, are now so celebrated? Just kind of interesting. I don't know. Maybe you don't find it as interesting as I do. I find it interesting. Well, Here's a cute one. This is out of Washington Jewish Week, a syndicated column by Douglas Bloomfield, who, if I recall correctly, used to be associated with AIPAC. Now, this is funny. His title is Jewish Extremists Among Israel's Worst Enemies. And he says this, the greatest threat facing Israel today may not be the nuclear ambitions of the Iranian Ayatollahs or their allies in Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza, but a lot closer to home. In recent days, the mayor of Jerusalem needed his personal security beefed up because of death threats in the wake of protests by fervently religious Jews opposed to permitting a public parking lot in his city to be open on Shabbat, that is the Sabbath. Okay, apparently, it says there were angry demonstrations among thousands hurling soiled diapers, rotten fruit, and rocks at police, attacking journalists and vandalizing cars. Now, Haaretz, which is kind of a mainstream Jewish newspaper in Israel, referred to these as riots. But Haaretz 7 news service called this a quote-unquote prayer gathering. Now, I have heard people calling into this network, perhaps even a few people calling this show at one point or another, this program, and saying how the wonderful religious people of Israel, the fervently religious Jews, are the good Jews. I mean, I've heard people refer to dividing Jews up into these groups, the good Jews and the bad Jews. Well, I've heard people say that these good Jews were just these kind of people, the fervently religious Jews. We had one of Berlin's associates, a self-described Khazar, used to try to convince American Free Press and the spotlight before it that we should support the religious Jews, the Orthodox Jews, because they're deeply religious and just like Christians, more or less. That's what this Khazar associate of Berlin's used to say. Well, anyway, isn't it interesting that these deeply religious people were throwing rotten fruit and rocks at police and also soiled diapers? And they called it a prayer gathering? Now, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I've seen a lot of riots here in the United States. I've seen a lot of riots. Well, I shouldn't say I've seen a lot of riots. That's not true. I don't think I've ever seen a riot in my life. You know what I'm referring to. I've read of, seen images of riots all my life. I grew up in the 1960s. Riots were a dime a dozen. But you know what? I don't think I've ever heard of soiled diapers being thrown. But here, deeply religious Jews, deeply religious people, and we're always told that the deeply religious people are the nice people. You know, they're the good God-centered people. These are people who believe in the Torah, ladies and gentlemen, Torah true Jews. They're throwing soiled diapers. Now, this doesn't surprise me. I mean, I was actually surprised when I read it to you here because I hadn't noticed that they were hurling soiled diapers. And I don't want to get too Huff Schmidtian here because we're getting into this kind of realm that Huff Schmidt and Berlin like to talk about. But I'll be honest with you folks, and I have mentioned this on the air before, and Mark Glenn has noted it as well. But most of the emails I get from supporters of Israel, angry, hateful emails, they always get into a bathroom mode. I've even heard them say, Mutt Piper wears a diaper. They are always very scatological. So I'm not surprised that these deeply religious Jews were hurling soiled diapers. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, my God. I mean, I changed a diaper for one of my nieces or nephews one time. My God. and hurling soiled diapers? More about this when we come back, not about diapers.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Very raw-voiced Michael Collins Piper here. Now, there's a much bigger point here that I was talking about. I mean, I was just thrown when I saw the fact that they were hurling soiled diapers. But, again, these are Torah true Jews, ladies and gentlemen. These are people who are devotees of the Old Testament. These are the most religious Jews in the face of the planet. These are deeply moral people, according to what many Christians would believe, and certainly what they believe, because they called these attacks on the police, they called it a prayer gathering. Now, this is interesting. This is what Douglas Bloomfield writes. He says, "What is striking about violent Jewish extremists is that with the change of a word here and there, they sound a lot like the Islamic fundamentalists they so despise." He says, they say, "God gave all this to me, and you have no right to be here. Get out." Violence to them is a legitimate form of resistance. Our guys are patriots defending the homeland, and yours is terrorists. Now, he points out that influential Jewish organizations don't like to point out that there is this growing vein of violence in the Jewish community. Now, I have talked about it here before. We've talked about the growing extremism, the frenzy, the hysteria that has become so prevalent in the Jewish community, accompanied by a certain hubris. You know, they have reached such a position of power and influence in the United States and on the face of the planet in general, as a consequence of their influence in the United States, I might add, that they are getting very brash and very bold. And as I've talked about on this show, we've seen this phenomenon of these bizarre and hate-filled Jewish revenge films, like this Inglourious Bastards that's coming out, and this film Defiance. It's this phenomenon where basically what's happened, ladies and gentlemen, is that they are glorying in their violence. They're glorying in their act as tough Jews. You know, I've talked to you about these number of articles I've seen in a number of places, mainstream Jewish publications, where they revel in the fact that so many Jews were involved as kneecap-busting thugs in organized crime. You know, most people who have relatives who are violent criminals, you know, they don't like to talk about it. You know, there's the old saying, there's a horse thief in every family. You know, there are probably a couple horse thieves in my family. I don't know. But generally, people don't revel in this. But you see these articles in which they seem to glory in it. And as I say, this is very, very disturbing, because we do have this phenomenon of Jewish violence, this Jewish anger that is so prevalent in our society. And it is very, very disturbing because, you know, they have dragged us, because of this desire to stomp out their enemies. They've gotten the United States involved in a war in Iraq. You know, of course, we're officially withdrawing from Iraq, but let's face it, folks, we shouldn't have been there in the first place. And we're still going to maintain a presence there. And Americans are going to die. We are in Afghanistan because of the Jews. Now, yes, I know, I hear you out there. No, not all Jews supported the war in Iraq, and not all Jews supported Israel's attack on the United States on 9/11, posed as an Arab attack. You know, no, I understand this, folks. I understand this, and what a shame that I have to clarify and qualify everything that I have to say, but I have to do that because there are so many people out there who are so sensitive, particularly people in the Patriot movement who are so eager, as Elena Haskins and I were talking last night, so eager to think that they can slip under the radar by ignoring the problem of Jewish power in America, which cannot be ignored, ladies and gentlemen. No matter how much you or your neighbors want to ignore it, you cannot ignore it, because it is the preeminent issue in this country today. It is. It overrides everything. It ties everything together. I know that's a most uncomfortable thing to have to face, but that's a fact. And because of this violence and this frenzy in the Jewish community, which is growing, and Mr. Bloomfield, you know, talks about these violent settlers on the West Bank, and, you know, it goes beyond that, folks. It goes beyond that, and that's why we have a real problem, because these violent tendencies overflow into the policies that are carried out by people who are carrying water for the Jews. And that is what we have in our politicians today. So these people that are throwing soiled diapers, these deeply religious people who are throwing soiled diapers, why anyone would even want to touch a soiled diaper? As I say, I changed my nephew's diaper one time about, oh God, probably 40 years ago. God. Is that possible? 38 years ago, that goes to show you how old I am, goes to show you how old my nephew is. You know, God, if that's a prayer meeting, ladies and gentlemen, count me out. More about this violence and what it means for America when we come back. And we have quite a few calls here. Try to get around to them. We have a caller on who's going to tell us about a concert in Washington, D.C., Paul Petty from Poker Face. We'll be with Paul and the rest of you in a few minutes here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Yeah, we do have quite a few callers here. I just wanted to throw in one more comment here in regard to all this matter of violence. Here's this guy, John Bolton. He's a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. He's one of these kosher conservatives. He's not Jewish, but he is just deeply devoted to Israel. Hates the Arabs, hates the Muslims. Real hater, real bigot. Anyway, he has an op-ed piece in the Washington Post raising the question, time for an Israeli strike. In other words, he wants Israel to start a shooting war with the Iranians. You know, anyone that wants to start a shooting war with the Iranians, whether they want the Americans to do it or whether they want the Israelis to do it or the Iraqis or anybody to do it, anybody who wants to get a war going with Iran is a fool, is a destroyer, is a person who should be, taken away, put in a cage and shot, just like the Israelis did to the poor animals at the Gaza Zoo. There's nothing that could be more dangerous for the face of the planet than to get a war going with Iran. And God pity the world of these kosher conservatives and their Jewish masters get us into a war with Iran. God pity the world. These people are enemies of the planet, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we had to launch a war against Saddam Hussein, so they said, because we had to stop him. No, I think we need to launch a war against these people. They are a threat to the world. They are a threat to the world, ladies and gentlemen. You know, one more thing. Last night I mentioned on the program about the fact, just by coincidence, the very day that President Lyndon Johnson was dealing with the consequences of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty, there were 30,000 supporters of Israel. Yes, Jews, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm sure there were a few Gentiles there, too. But 30,000 supporters of Israel across from the White House demanding that the United States support Israel even more. Well, you know, I told a credulous lad about this today who believes anything and everything that he hears positive about Israel and anything he hears about the Holocaust. And I told him this just in passing, you know, and I said, boy, what a golden opportunity it would have been. I said, I wish I'd have been there in a helicopter. I'd have dumped some napalm on these people. And his reaction was, oh, that's disgusting. Which, of course, it is disgusting to think of dumping napalm on anybody. And, you know, of course, I was being rhetorical. Although, I don't know, maybe it should have been done. But in any case, this guy says, oh, that's disgusting. You know, showing his proper politically correct support for Israel. And I said to him, well, do you find it equally disgusting that the Israelis dropped napalm on the men of the USS Liberty? He said, no, they didn't. I said, yes, they did. He said, no, I don't believe that. I said, do you want to talk to Phil Turney? Do you want to talk to Ron Kukul? Do you want to see the new book, The Attack on the Liberty? I said, do you want to talk to one of these guys? Do you have the guts to talk to a survivor of the USS Liberty? And then my friend says, did they really do that? And I said, yes, they did. I said, that's your dear little country, Israel. What can I tell you? And people wonder why I talk about this topic. Well, these are the kind of people they are. Not only do they throw soiled diapers at their own police officers, they also throw napalm on their allies, American military guys, Navy guys, Marines. Yeah, napalm. That's violence, ladies and gentlemen. They did that long before the quote-unquote Arabs attacked the United States on 9/11. Now the Israelis did that. Israelis did that on June 8th, 1967. All right, well, it's amazing that I've talked this long considering the state of my voice. Anyway, I do want to bring somebody up here right away. He's been on the line here like our other callers. This is one of the nicest people you'll find on the face of the planet, and not only is he a very nice person, he has a very lovely mother and a very fine father who I've had the pleasure of meeting. And if you are not familiar with his work, you should be. He has a band called Poker Face, just like it sounds. The website is pokerface.com. And this, of course, is Paul Tepete. That's spelled T-O-P-E-T-E, T-O-P-E-T-E, and it's pokerface.com. And it looks like Paul is going to be here in Washington over the weekend. It sounds like it. Anyway, Paul, welcome aboard.
Mike, always great to talk to you, brother.
Yeah, hey, listen, Paul, personal note here. You know, speaking of your mother, I just remembered I have a note to call her. So if you talk to her, tell her, believe it or not, I'm going to get around to calling her.
I appreciate it.
All right, anyway, Paul, yeah, what's going on?
This Saturday, the 4th of July, there's a group calling themselves MarchForLiberty.org. It's an event that's going to be happening on the Capitol lawn, but on the left-hand side, if you're facing the Capitol in the Jefferson Park, so it'd be between the Capitol building and Union Station. But from 10 to 2, there's going to be a variety of speakers, everything from Americans for Liberty, Limited Government, Tea Party folks, National Taxpayer Union, basically people that are just tired of the tyranny that's growing in D.C. And Dennis and I, we're going to go down and do an acoustic set for the folks. The rest of the band have a funeral to go to, unfortunately.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, that's at least part of you are going to be there. Now, this is going to be on the 4th of July, which is
Saturday.
Saturday, and it's going to be between 10 and 2. And it's going to, and the website contact information is marchforliberty.org.
Exactly.
And that's not the number four, that's the word F-O-R.
Exactly.
Marchforliberty.org, and it will be between the Capitol and Union Station, which means if you're on the Capitol grounds, below the Capitol, at the bottom of Capitol Hill, it'll be like if you're looking towards the Capitol, facing the Capitol up above you, it'll be off to the left.
Exactly.
Does that sound correct to you?
That's correct, sir.
Sounds correct to me. You know, I only live here, but I should know.
what are you doing for the 4th?
What's that?
What are you doing for 4th?
I might roll on down there, although, you know, I do my damnedest to avoid crowds. And I'm going to warn you right now, this weather here has been a real killer for the last couple days. That's why I actually just spent a couple hours sleeping. Just totally. I love hot weather, but I don't like muggy, humid weather like we have here in D.C., and it has been pretty rough. So prepare yourself for the possibility of not very nice weather, even if it is sunny. But then again, sometimes Washington surprises you. Now, who is the primary sponsor of this, Paul?
I don't think there's really any primary
sponsor. Oh, it's just kind of a – well, I mean, that doesn't really matter. I mean, the people can go to marchforliberty.org and right on the Internet here and get the information. So you yourself will definitely be there then, Paul.
I will, and Dennis, the bass player, and we'll probably bring a friend to play some congas with us. But it'll be Poker Face Acoustic, and, you know, we're just doing our part for the day. You know, wanted to do something for Forefather's Day. And
incidentally, Paul, while you're on here, I'm going to put a plug in for, well, this is not one of your only albums. You got several out. I was actually playing your album, Sex Lies? Is it Sex Lies and Politics?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, if people have not heard your music, they need to check it out. They can go to your website at pokerface.org. I was actually playing it for a friend of mine the other day, and I said, yeah, hey, I know this guy. So I guess that means you're a celebrity, Paul.
That's cool. Within the Patriot truth-loving community, yeah, we do try to walk the talk, brother. We do go to the events. We do go to, you know, we meet the people behind the books, behind
the
videos.
You are a legitimate and genuine hellraiser in the best sense of the word.
Well, brother, I think the new disc that we hope to have out August, September, called Peace or War, Songs for the Revolution, they'll be sung while the Second American Revolution is happening. I mean, this is the verbiage that the Patriots need to get inspired and incited to do the right thing, to do the American thing, something that we haven't done because we're so drugged up and dumbed down. We're in the soma coma. And it's time that we wake up because, you know, we don't have the jobs to go to anymore. We barely have the homes to have anymore. And I said a long time ago, until enough of the middle class is out on the streets without a job is when the time is ripe.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the scary part about it. I mean, every time you turn around, I mean, it's I just see the growing numbers of people, you know, and the frustration is there. And you know, people don't want to people don't want to face the fact that we do have all these problems, and it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. And until people start recognizing the source of the problems and admitting that there is a source to the problem, you know, we're not going to go anywhere. So it's important. And you know, as I always say, we all have something. You know, we all have something we can contribute. Some of us sit down at the typewriter and type a lot of stories. You know, and you play music, you know, with lyrics that mean something, you know, good music with lyrics that mean something. And those of those who can't do that kind of stuff, well, they need to support Paul Tepeti and Poker Face and the Republic Broadcasting Network and American Free
Mike
Press,
Piper.
MarchForLiberty.org, and everybody that's out there trying to do something. So, well, Paul, I'll tell you what, I may just see you on Saturday. I hope I do, actually. I'll try to get down there.
I hope I do, Mike. There's a few things I need to discuss with you, but person to person, okay?
Yeah, so we'll talk about it when I see you, or we'll talk on the phone. But
okay.
Listen, Paul, I appreciate you calling that in because I didn't know anything about it, and now our audience does know about it. And if any of you do get here to D.C., stop in and see Paul and the guys at marchforliberty.org right in the Capitol grounds. Paul, thanks for calling.
Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, you take care of yourself, buddy.
God bless.
All right, we do have a lot of other callers here. We have Bill in Ohio. Bill, what's going on?
Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Just a real quick one for you, Mike. I'm going to dare you something here. I dare you to call me an anti-Semite.
Well, I tell you, I've been called it so many times. It's kind of I've been called so many things so many times. I don't really care anymore.
Go ahead. Just.
Well, Bill, you're an anti-Semite.
Mike, that's funny because I was going to say I think that you're an anti-Gentile. Have a good night, Mike.
All right, Bill.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Okay. Actually, Bill has some Semites in his family, and one of them is one of our favorite Semites, Mark Glenn. But anyway, all right, let's go to California with J.G. I think I have those initials right. J.G.
Hey, Michael.
What's going on?
This lady that you had on last night, Elena,
Well,
I don't know why I'm not carrying this woman across the threshold. Boy, I swear, or holding her at a drive-in movie, I swear to God, she says she doesn't know whether there's a man to back her up and be completely committed to her. Well, have her call Manny and give her my number.
You know,
I'll
tell you what, I have a feeling a lot of guys have called a lot of guys have called RBN and left their numbers for Elena.
I mean, I feel like Bill Clinton right now, Michael, you know. I lie to you, no matter what.
She's a firecracker, isn't she?
What is she about? I mean, why is the government mixed up with her?
Well, Elena's a hellraiser, too. I mean, you got to check her website out at wakeupordie.com. And, of course,
yeah, I plan to.
Yeah, and she just happened to be in contact with James von Braun, who's in contact with a lot of people. And of course, they want to make it look as though there's this gigantic conspiracy, you know, that von Braun was leading a secret militia movement to get the Holocaust Museum, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, come on,
night.
You know. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Night. I just said I heard all that last night. I mean, are you in contact with her?
Well, I mean, I'm not in contact directly. I mean, she's called this program. Her website is up there, wakeupordie.com.
Does she have her contact information?
Yeah, there is.
There?
Yeah, there is contact information for her up there. I mean, I'm sure I have her email address around here somewhere. I don't have it handy.
So you've actually met her then?
No, I've never met Elena. But if she gets called to testify here in Washington, I'm hoping to meet her when she does come to town.
Yeah. She sounds just so beautiful, boy, I'll tell you.
Well, she's 100% Scandinavian descent. And,
oh, yeah. Well, so,
so
I'm,
I think
I'm
you
your...
could probably take a you could probably take a good guess there. I have a cousin who's of Scandinavian descent. Actually, she's
Actually
my cousin is half Scandinavian, half Sicilian, and she's been a model.
Oh, my God.
Well, oh, I shouldn't like mention that. That might ruin her modeling career, but the ADL is going to say, wait a minute, we got to figure out who this is, because if she's Mike Piper's cousin, we have to destroy her. But
well, I haven't been able to sleep all night, and it's just ridiculous. You know, it's like one of my relatives died in an internment camp, you know, and it was he fell off a guard tower drunk, you know. And it was just it's ridiculous. I mean, I loved your rant last night. I mean, I'll tell you, Michael, if you need somebody on the top of a hill with a scope, let me know. You know, because
I was rather partial.
Taking orders, Mike.
What's that?
I was only following orders.
You were only. JG, thanks for making me laugh. I needed to laugh.
Well, Michael, I would never lie. I got more secrets than Victoria. You know, so
you know, you do a pretty good Bill Clinton. That's better than a lot of the ones that you hear in the mainstream media. You got it down there. You know, with that kind of, he's got a little bit of growl in his voice. You know, and
right.
a little bit of Elvis and a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll.
I'm waiting for the first call. So, you know, Hillary was so fat she had to wear a hammock for a while, but I got her down, you know. Anyway,
you know, if you could do Bill Clinton that well, I'm just afraid to see how well you could do me. I have a tape recording somewhere from a party in college where about six or seven people were doing impressions of me. And the damnedest thing is, the damnedest thing is they were all very good.
I could never do you. You're too unique. I mean, I do Ross Perot. No, I'm all ears to that, Michael. But, yeah, I do a whole thing with all my contacts, you know, T-Mobile and the girls laugh. I'm a legend in Salt Lake. So if you ever need me, let me know, and I'll do one for you for a promo.
Actually, we could have some fun with that. Sometime I got to do my Alex Jones impression on this show.
Oh God!
I got to do an interview between Alex Jones and Richard Nixon, and I can do both of them pretty well.
Whoa! I better get off, Michael, and let.
All right, JG, thanks for your call. All right, we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. That was a good laugh. Every once in a while, we do need to laugh. I'm telling you, my God, and we do need to stick together. And this MarchForLiberty.org. Event here. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, try to check it out and meet some nice people, I'm sure. One of them is Paul Tepeti. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to go to another caller from California. We've got John in California. John, if you're out there still, hang on with us.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Back talk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour. I'm not sure I'm going to be with you here tomorrow night, so if I don't see you tomorrow night, do have a good weekend. Well, we do have quite a few callers lined up here, but we only have room, I think, for one more. We have John in California. John, fire away.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, John?
Last night, I loved that with Elena, but I want to tell you the first thing on the show, you came up and said, I made a mistake, Mike. You're the first one I've heard of as a talk show host that said, I did say that. I'm sorry. I made an error. You are excused, Mike.
Well, you know, I made a mistake, and I had to set the record straight.
That's right. Hey, on Carl Malden, yeah, I'm sorry of his passing. I didn't know he was that old, so he had a real long life, but I enjoyed all his roles. The only one I didn't care for was his cast as General Omar Bradley in Patton.
You know, I kind of liked him as General Bradley, but, you know, of course, Bradley and Patton in real life, you know, had been friendly, but towards the end, you know, they kind of parted ways, so Bradley was apparently not as good a friend to Patton as Patton was to Bradley when all was said and done. But that's funny because I liked Carl Malden in that movie, despite the real life matters. Yeah,
right. As far as the loaded diapers,
isn't that amazing?
We call them loaded diapers, not soiled diapers. I wonder if they were kosher certified by a rabbi. Hey, Mike, I was getting down to serious. Lester, I heard the interview yesterday on my local talk show. It's with Michael Ledeen.
Oh, yeah.
And it was what I figured out, and maybe John Bolton got the idea to write that article from him, is talking about, yeah, the evil of Iran and, you know, going back just when the Ayatollah took over, but not during the Shah's time. And it made me sound, he said up front, Israel's going to attack.
What they're doing, I mean, this whole crew, they are putting it out there. They're laying the groundwork for it to happen. They're making people think, oh, this is a good thing. We need our dear little friend Israel to do this. And, you know, there are people, and I know people, who really are looking forward to it because boy, that guy Ahmadinejad, he's a bad man. And they throw stones at old ladies in Iran and you know, things like this. So we gotta get them out of there. I mean, my God, you know, John, these people are nuts.
You're right.
These people
absolutely
are just plain absolutely nuts.
Mike, as long as they keep putting them on and you got these hosts are saying, hey, we've got to do this because we're getting killed. They're going to come over and kill us. I think
yeah,
to myself,
and you know, the
you're
other
killing
thing,
my brothers and sisters over in Palestine. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, John, is that there's a lot of Americans who are saying, that's good because Israel's our ally and they're doing our work for us. You know, this is the kind of mindset that's so prevalent in this country. And you know, the funny thing is Americans have become violent themselves. Americans love war. Americans love this kind of stuff, and it's just an overflow of this insane Talmudic mindset that is dictating our policies. And
right, Mike, but except it's not for our freedom, and for somebody else.
No, that's right. That's right.
Hey, Mike, well, happy 4th of July.
Yeah, I was just going to say happy 4th of July to you and everybody else out there. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the 4th of July represents a revolution that was necessary. And you know what? It would be great if we had another revolution on the 4th of July. Thanks for listening in, folks. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up. I may be here tomorrow night. I may not be. I'm still not sure of my schedule right now. But whatever the case, stay tuned to RBN for a lot of good programming in the days, weeks, and months ahead. Have a good evening, folks. Take care.
With recent internet.